Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, February 23rd, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Some Zimbabweans fear that the country may plunge into a political crisis if ZANU-PF factionalism is not properly managed.
The chances of a civil war, they are getting higher and higher almost every day because we've got the army that seems like is on Mnangagwa's side.
And ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa claims that President Mugabe is grooming a secret successor.
Certainly there is a candidate in mind, and that all this is being done in order to clear the succession exercise for the preferred candidate.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Zimbabweans living in Chinoy, Mashonaland and West Province have expressed mixed feelings over the security situation in the country following heightened internal conflicts in the ruling ZANU-PF, with factions clashing over the succession of 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe. Some say they are now scared that Zimbabwe might plunge into a political crisis if the situation is not put under control by the party leaders. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa reports from Chinoy.
Although the situation is calm in Chinoy and the surrounding towns following skirmishes between war veterans and the police in Harare last week, most people who spoke to Studio 7 today said they feared that there could be some civil strife in Zimbabwe if the fighting between ZANU-PF is not properly managed. They said they are worried about President Mugabe's move to reprimand War Veteran Minister Christopher Mutangwa, who organized an ill-fated meeting of former freedom fighters in Harare, which was crushed by anti-riot police and a recent outburst by First Lady Grace Mugabe. Mrs. Mugabe attacked the Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa for allegedly attempting to topple her husband in a succession battle that is pitting her alleged faction known as Generation 40 and the similar cause said to be backing Mnangagwa. Kenya Zamindo Tono, an identity suburb, said it is likely that ZANU-PF factionalism is triggering discord in the Zimbabwe National Army, which was accused by Mr. Mugabe at a recent ZANU-PF National People's Conference in Victoria Falls of engaging in the party succession battles.
The chances of a civil war, they are getting higher and higher almost every day because we've got the army that seems like is on Mnangagwa's side, and then we've got the First Lady seems as if she's also on her side, and also it seems as if the treatment that Mnangagwa is getting from the First Lady or even the President himself, some of the top army officials might not be happy with the treatment maybe which their so-called faction leader is receiving from the First Lady or the President. So because of that, it could actually trickle down to the soldiers themselves, or even to the lowest army officers, which that might that can actually trigger some kind of a mutiny or some kind of a civil war.
Mandate resident Timothy Ferelana concurred, heading that the factionalism indicates that there are deep-rooted divisions in both the Zimbabwe Liberation War Veterans Association and the National Army over the person who is expected to succeed the president. Ferelana said the fact that the situation is dangerous as Zimbabwe may end up degenerating into a civil war if the factionalism is not properly managed by Mr. Mugabe and other senior ZANU-PF officials.
The soldiers, they can rebel against the government. Since the war veteran, they've got the war background. Grace Mugabe is not in government, but she's taking advantage of the husband to try to use the state funds to attack the war veterans.
Gedis Kagonye, publisher of a community newspaper, The Mirror, said some individuals within ZANU-PF and the army will decide stepping each other in the succession battles, but the majority of people in the country will continue with their struggle for survival. Kagwane said it is impossible for Zimbabwe to be drawn into a fully fledged civil war because of their high level of literacy.
I'm seeing the ordinary person just watching, because at the moment the ordinary person is suffering economically, and most of these people are putting all their resources to find bread and butter.
Local vendor Clement Kagarika noted that the majority of Zimbabweans generally fear any form of violence, and that therefore it is unlikely that they can be pushed to the extent of rising up against the current top political leadership of the country. Kagarika cited the crushing of the war veterans meeting by the police as a sure sign that the state is geared to deal with any form of rebellion.
I doubt that very much. With the fear that has gripped Zimbabweans, there is no such thing. No one will go to war. Why going to war today? They won't even try to trigger civil war.
Despite the current calm political environment in the country, some people believe that President Mugabe is no longer in control of his party, a situation that may trigger serious internal party conflicts that are likely to affect millions of Zimbabweans currently struggling to make ends meet. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoi, this is Zaka Chigoriwa.
Meanwhile, ZAPO leader Dumiso Dabengwa tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu Mr. Mugabe appears to be grooming a secret successor.
No, I'm not surprised, because I think it's within the planned strategy that has been worked out for his succession program.
But is there one, if you may elaborate? It appears there's nothing.
No, there is a program. It will unveil soon, but there is a program. His own program, not the party's program.
So you think he has his own successor in mind?
Yeah, certainly.
Who could this be, the first lady?
No, I wouldn't want to hazard a guess, but certainly there is a candidate in mind, and that all this is being done in order to clear the succession exercise for the preferred candidate.
But certainly not Mr. Mnangagwa?
I don't think so.
What are the effects of these fights on the country as you see it?
Well, the effects are that if that succession thing is not done properly, it could create more chaos in the country and lead to unnecessary violent incidents which could cause people's life and probably plunge the country into a conflict, into an internal conflict. Not just for ZANU-PF, but the whole country.
Many are asking, what role is the military going to play in all this?
The military, if not properly handled, could play a role. They are, I think, poised at the moment and being strategically prepared to be able to deal, like somebody said, to deal even with civil disturbances, which is in the event that things break out. That then the military could be used, and when they are used, they will be indiscriminate in dealing with those that they would want to punish.
But do you see them as a united front when we talk about the military, or they are in different camps altogether?
The military is a machine, my friend. Most of the time, when orders are given from above, they will carry out those orders.
But would you say they are still strongly behind President Robert Mugabe in such a way that they can support whoever he chooses to succeed him?
They don't have to, but they'll find themselves in a situation where they are merely being issued with orders which they have got to carry out. And it is not very easy for the military to defy those orders at that stage.
That was ZAPU leader Dumiso Dabengwa speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.